Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Molly B. We're doing a series of special conversations on discipleship on location here at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. Welcome, Molly.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day and for the many gifts that you have in store for us this day. Fill our hearts with a greater hope for the great things that you are doing in the lives of those around us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Molly, you work here at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. Is that right?
I do. I'm the director of Youth and Young Adult Ministry here.
Excellent,
so,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, as we begin kind of our conversation, it's always good to hear how you came to know the Lord. Of course, you know, I know you came from a very good Catholic family.
I did, yeah.
And your mother, you know, who was my co-host back in the day.
Back in the day.
So maybe you could tell us about your life.
Yeah, so I did grow up in a very Catholic family. My mother, like, I was baptized within the month of my birth. She was like, right on it, let's do it. She was my youth minister. So I like to say that I literally grew up in the church. Like, my summers and days off from school were spent running barefoot around the parish offices, I'm sure annoying everyone who was trying to get actual work done. But it was such a blessing to be able to grow up physically in the church as well as spiritually in the church. There was never a time when I didn't know the Lord, and I like praise him that I never had to experience that poverty of being without him. Like, it's always, he's always been abundantly present in my life. So in terms of like a profound conversion encounter, I don't have one, because it was just always there from the start, from the very beginning, in how I was formed and where I was growing up, and in just his continual blessings upon me, that I never felt separate from him, and that I was always very aware of his presence in my life, which I recognize is a blessing that is not everyone deals with. So I'm praising him for that never having to be without him. Like I said, growing up in the church just provided a really solid foundation for me, and it was never an option for me to leave, because, you know, where else am I gonna go, kind of, to quote Saint Peter in that, because there was just such a life outside of the church doesn't make sense. Like, life outside of God doesn't make sense, so why would I leave if it was something that I was blessed to encounter from a very young age and was foundational.
And we should point out to our listeners that your mother is the famous Katie Wyatt.
She is,
you know,
yes.
Who was youth minister at Resurrection,
yes,
for a number of years. She now works at Our Lady of Peace. And, you know, I think it's, you know, she was your youth minister.
Yeah.
How was your experience of youth ministry kind of important for your own faith? I mean, obviously, it must be of some significance for you to kind of follow this path of now being a youth minister.
Yeah. So, my experience of youth ministry, I grew up my entire life. If I look back on my life and think the population of people that I've spent most time with, it's young Catholics. It's Catholic teenagers or Catholic young adults. So, of course, I developed a heart for that population, in that they helped form me when I was a kid. I was going on, you know, taking on like soup kitchen service trips and stuff like that before I was in high school, just because my mom was like, I don't know what to do with this kid. I'm going to bring her with me. So, but it was... Catholic teenagers were so essential in my formation that I developed such a heart for them and for the young church that it was a natural longing in me to continue giving back to them as an adult in my own personal work and career life. So
what, you know, what methods do you use? So, you know, like, one of the things that, you know, a lot of times I hear from youth ministers is kind of the peer-to-peer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ministry that's very common,
yeah,
in youth. But then also that you kind of want multi-generational involved as well, so like parents involved. What are kind of the methods that you use here at St. Francis?
Yeah, so I think teenagers are more inclined to listen to their peers than they are to their parents often. We all are well aware of that, I'm sure. So I think definitely the peer-to-peer method and the peer modeling of the joy of their faith. And we were blessed here at St. Francis with teenagers who were just on fire in a way that I haven't seen, which is insane. And it's so awesome because then they are able to express that joy to their peers. And that's so attractive to their peers. So that is vitally important. But also, yeah, getting multiple generations saying why they remained in relationship with God, why relationship with the church is so important to them is also essential, especially parents as like, you know, the first formators of the kids. So I think it's a mix of both. I think both are essential to this, to have that firm foundation from the parents and adults in your life. And then also that model from your peers for joy that goes beyond what we can understand from an earthly sense, so it must be heavenly.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, on location at St. Francis de Sales in Newark with Molly B., the youth and young adult minister here at St. Francis. You know, you mentioned that there this sort of remarkable experience that you've had here of really on fire teens for the Lord. What do you think is the source of that here?
I think that there's just a unique working openness to the workings of the Holy Spirit here and the presence of the Holy Spirit within this parish and in a way that's so revitalizing and rejuvenating to what could be seen as stuffy or boring or just a list of rules. But I also think that going back to that foundation, we have so many really solid families here who for generations have been parishioners and disciples in the sense of forming their kids to follow Jesus. So I think it's again a combination of like here at St. Francis, we are blessed that faith is exciting and is, you know, an attractive thing. And also we have the families who have instilled the importance of relationship with Jesus in our teenagers, for sure. So I think it's a mix of both. I think it's the allowance of the Holy Spirit to work in our parish, and then also the solid families who have formed their kids.
Now, long ago when I was kind of youth ministry age, long, long ago, there tended to be this sort of, I don't know, a misperception maybe that, well, youth ministry is for public school kids because the Catholic school kids, you know, they've got 24 hours of religion or whatever that, you know. What is your experience with kind of youth ministry with public school kids versus parochial school kids or Catholic school kids?
Yeah, so I think there is definitely an idea among Catholic school kids that, well, I hear about Jesus at school, so I don't need a personal encounter with him, right? Like, I know a lot about him, so that must mean I know him. When we know that there's a difference. You can know a lot about someone without knowing them. And so it's where youth ministry is essential is the relationship building between the person and Jesus, right? As opposed to the theology, which is vital, which is so important to know about our faith and know about Jesus. But cannot replace the personal encounter with him and the building of relationship with him. Because knowledge will get you to a point, but then when it comes to life getting hard or struggles or anything like that, then that's personal relationship is essential. So I think that is a misconception that happens that and I think every youth minister will agree that we're fighting against with the just bringing that encounter with Christ to our teenagers.
And, you know, I think it's really across the board, every age that parish experience that, you know, we have to some degree been pretty well off with catechetical formation in the last 10 years. You know, we've gotten better, much better than, say, 30 years ago. But we forget that experiential need. You know, like the encounter is crucial. And, you know, I mean, I know St. Francis is an alpha parish. I mean, I don't know if you're supposed to call them alpha parishes or not. But, you know, alpha is very common here, and it's part of the culture of the parish. Do you integrate that into your youth ministry, or are there other kind of opportunities for these sort of encounter experiences that you use?
So this past summer when we were virtual, we did have a youth alpha experience virtually. This year I haven't used alpha a bunch, but I've used like the spirit of alpha, if that makes sense. Like the idea of that encounter being essential. So I haven't used alpha outright, but I've used the experiential. Like I try to do monthly adoration with the kids, and I try to do, you know, everything is geared towards what does this tell us about Jesus's love for us and our love for him? You know, so if I'm talking on a specific topic or someone is speaking on a specific topic, that's always the goal is how does this topic lead us deeper in relationship with Jesus while also, you know, growing our knowledge and such. But that's the goal, is just deeper relationship and intimacy with Jesus.
Well, Molly, thanks so much for joining us. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Molly and the gift of faith in her life. We ask that you bless her in her work and all those lives of the youth here at St. Francis that she touches through her work. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to bless us and strengthen us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship on location at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Molly B., the daughter of Katie Wyatt. Until next time, peace and all good.